Blog Talk Radio.
This says predictions of economic doom and gloom are being blown out of proportion. This says we're getting some positive financial news.
For a while, some economic analysts held out hope that the rest of the world would be spared the devastation of the collapse of the
Get it, baby. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
All money is legal. Let's get it, baby.
It's the gods. Find your light in your own darkness. Your perfection in your own imperfection.
You know your soul is worth much more than gold, you feel me? Uh-huh. Jeff Amell.
Cut your own diamonds.
You see it?
Let's get it, baby.
This the shit that I die for. I pop like July 4, but I ain't got no time for. I'm just looking hella good in my time for. And all the women in my past, you just spend your time for. Yeah, you know the feeling when it's you, nigga. Sky's the limit like I came up out the blue, nigga. Two pops like all eyes is on you, nigga. Got something to prove without nothing to lose, nigga. It's the mill that I trust. I gotta kill it, I must. Nobody feel it like us. It ain't spilling like us. And when I say spill, that just mean my heart is in it. That's like the Bentley on the lot, the only car that's tenant. Looking so clean, I outcast the outcast. J, Nas, Andre, and M, I'm trying to outlast. And when my goals are high, I'm feeling like my goals could reach. And if I die, it's a mill that my soul should keep. Preach.
That's what I feel like to look in the mirror and see God's reflection.
And if I die, and if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
You know, greatness came from chaos. Live the future through the present. High frequency. Live illuminated.
A male soul was like the devil in his prime. Bet this clip could read your mind, but I'm an angel when I shine. My pen and pad can't even read between the lines. And if it did, the definition that you see can't be defined. A male soul worth much more than gold, than money, cars, and clothes, and pussy strings and shows. But a nigga won it all and then some. Can't lose when the outcome was income. Niggas claiming that they won when we been won. You getting started with a meal, so been done. We been doing this, you niggas just new to this flow. Flowing so ludicrous, a meal been pursuing this. So I can never take this rap shit lightly. Just rap so tightly, I get why other cats don't like me. Cause my goals are high, my goals are ready, hit his peak. And if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
All money's legal. Ambition, motivation, intelligent life.
And if I die, and if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
Find that balance. The money's the currency. The currency is the current. And the curse the melanin. It's the God. Let's get it, baby.
Fire. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, better get your mind right, get your money right. You know how we doing on Wednesday night, home and indie artists. Got a good show for you tonight, man. We got Keys to the Game. They're going to be calling in. They're a multimedia consulting company. They're going to build with us, chop it up, talk that music industry shit. You already know. We got Future Ghoul in the building. We got Hess in the building. As usual, what's popping, y'all? What's popping?
Hey, man. I'm like a kid in the candy store, man. I was put on punishment last week, but we here, man, worldwide, baby. Shout out to the UK for allowing Devin Mill to share his music. They loving it. So, Indie Class 101, the world is listening.
That's what's up. Future Guru in the building. What's going on, man?
What's
hey,
up,
what's
brother?
Good, man? I'm in the mix, man. I'm in between shifts, man. I'm outside, man. I got to keep y'all on speaker for a minute because I'm driving. You know what I'm saying? What's good, though? What's up, Ben Frank? What's up, Big Head?
Everything great.
Hey, man, you seen that post, huh? Them cookies is in the mail, man. They in the air.
Oh, you sent me some cookies?
Wow.
You sent me some cookies.
Yes, sir.
Wow. So mom's really be doing her thing. She's shipping goods?
Come on, man. She sings, she bakes. What could I say?
Okay. Bang and bake. Hey, man, that's what's up, man. I got a couple of special guests that I told to come join us tonight, namely my brother Slate Stone, my co-owner at Phenom Radio, and my man Sir Calloway dropped a visual to that anti-social song. So it's a cartoon like joint, and I put it. I think I tagged Ben Frank on that earlier today, but the visual was really really. I'm gonna blow your mind, man. I think I'm gonna text some guys and tell them to call in, man. So shout out to Slay Stone and shout out to my man Sir Calloway. Sir Calloway been supporting Phenom Radio for a long time, man. So we appreciate that, man. We got his song in rotation on Hip Hop Stock Exchange and Phenom Radio. Trying to get this joint out to everybody, man. Good song. Yeah, it's a banger. I like it, man. Good concept. I like it.
Yeah, so you're gonna see some. You might see some unrecognizable area code calling. I think Slate joint is stepped over to 7. But I'm going to tell him to go ahead and call in a minute. And then if Sir Calloway calls in, we're gonna let my man Slate Stone help us with the indie music review. And we're going to get some feedback on that anti-social record. I'm going to tell Sir Calloway to call in, too, while we on the air, man. You already know, man. Know how we do.
Gotcha. I like that, man.
Yeah, man.
Straight
full
grind,
house,
man.
Full house. Full house tonight. Full house tonight. Straight grind.
You see it. You
hey,
see
Ben
it.
Frank, man, I'm really impressed with the package y'all presented with Devin Mail, man. I had no idea, dog, to tell the truth, man. Beautiful, man. I'm glad he crossed over, man. The UK is loving him. I've been seeing the post, and it's doing well, man. He's playing on every continent right now. So, hey, premiering on Trans City Radio tomorrow. You know, so make sure you chime in tomorrow for the Trans City show. I'm pretty sure he's gonna pop up in that top 40 countdown, man. Beautiful package, man.
Dope. Yeah, man. That's dope. Shout out to Trent City. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Hey, shout out to DJ Ant, man. You know, he a supporter of Hip Hop Stock Exchange. So, man, we about to do the thing, man. You know, so I'm just glad to be in the car on the ride, man.
Yeah, man, shout out to you for working that music, man. You working that music, man, for real. For real.
No doubt. Hey, man, it's what I do, man. You know, I'm like a Cadillac salesman selling Cadillacs, dog. We not selling Toyotas.
Like
we selling Cadillacs, man, and I'm a Cadillac salesman.
Uh-oh. High grade. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
That's it, man.
Luxury car. I like that.
Yeah,
man. I like that, man. I like the
visual I seen for that Devin Mill video too, man.
Yeah, man. We had to take it off YouTube because we're gonna put it on. It's gonna be officially on Apple and Tidal. Now, I mean, on the premium streaming services, you know what I'm saying, instead of just the regular YouTube, you know what I'm saying, the new trailer is on YouTube, but, you know, the official video, man, it's a high-quality video, man. It's definitely well put together, as you said, so, you know, it's definitely, you know, on the high-quality premium services, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Marcus Allen for doing a great job on that. JG Entertainment.
Shout out to Radio Pusher. Yeah, Empire, JG Entertainment. Yeah, Marcus Allen blessing us with that banger. You know what I mean? Definitely.
Yeah. Hey, Mom's just collaborated, and she said she told me to tell y'all hi.
Okay.
Hey, Mama.
Hey, Mama's music.
Yeah, man. But y'all know, Future, you live near Seattle, man. What's going over there on the west coast of Seattle and Portland and everything and all these, you know, riots and all that?
Man, it seems like, I mean, in Portland, it's a little different from what they're doing in Seattle. Portland, let's be clear, Portland is only 6% black, so you got more signs talking about Black Lives Matter than black people. So you gotta be a little descriptive about that, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, Portland is only 6% black, and I'm really thinking that it's some other outside forces that's not really dedicated to the Black Lives Matter. You gotta stay woke. You might see some.
Speak on it.
With good intentions.
Speak on it.
You might see a few of good intentions. You got to stay woke. If they out there destroying property, that don't coincide with Black Lives Matter, man. But like I said, go look at who's causing them riots out there. They're not black. You know what I'm saying? So you got to look at Portland.
Speak on it.
Portland is a whole different ball game. Now in Seattle, I'm gonna give most of them the benefit of the doubt because they've been generally peaceful with a few little incidents here and there. Because you know, everybody outside, you know, in Seattle trying to, you know, mix in with the protesters and doing what they do. But Portland, come on, man, it's a whole different ballgame. You're just looking at Portland. The way I look at Portland and what they got going on is like, wait a minute, man, these are the anarchists, man. These are the ones that want to put a stain on the whole thing. So I don't look at Portland
right,
as like a supporter of what Black Lives Matter is about, because they're tearing everything up and want to make the whole protest situation look bad. Portland, like I said, is only 6% black. And actually, Portland was the holy mecca land for the KKK in the 1800s. Let's be clear about that. You know, and there are still settlements in Portland that really visualize an all-white racist society, bro. And they already there. They already there. They already camped out. They already living there. They've been there. Let's please not get that twist. You feel me? And the KKK shit in Portland goes back to the police and the sheriffs in the 1800s, bro. So let's be clear about Portland. It's very suspect. I don't think it's Black Lives Matter at all. I think it's the anarchists out there trying to shake shit up and destroy these properties that they, you know, that's why they brought in them national troops and that, you know, go look at who they, go look at who really throwing the bricks and the rocks. They're not black. Like I said, you got more Black Lives Matter signs than black people right now in Portland. Stop playing. But they perpetrating the fraud.
Exactly.
Let's be clear. That's what I
see. It got ugly
right,
in Carson City, man. Carson City, California this weekend, man.
What happened there?
Man, they had a Black Lives Matter march, and the anti-socials met them halfway, man, and they started a riot. My homegirl, shout out to Alice Kemp, she went there and he came back and said they pulled guns on her, and they've been showing it on the news the last couple of days. They interviewed this one dude where he said he was in the coffee shop, and he went out to break up a fight, and they showed him getting smacked in the face, man, by a couple of white supremacists.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Crazy. Yeah.
Crazy.
You know, so
interesting time.
It's ugly here in California, but shout out to Kamala Harris, man, soon to be vice president. Hey, four or five.
I don't know, man. She locked more niggas up than Giuliani, man. She locked more niggas up than Giuliani did. I don't know, man. Like, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know, skin color fool you. She married to a white guy.
She was a prosecutor at one point. So I mean, she is pretty much, you know how we say back, you know, in the hood, we say she at one point she was on the other side of the law. But let's just hope pretty much. I like that. Yeah, but it's a lot of people that's, you know, that's fucking with her on the political. All right. It's a lot of people that's fucking with her, though, man. You got to give her the benefit of the doubt right now. Just hear her out, hear her position, and see what type of support, you know what I'm saying, man. We got to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Well,
she's a congresswoman now.
Yeah.
She ain't a prosecutor no more. That was in her old days. Just like, I mean, look, me myself is just like the whole thing where Rick Ross was a CO. I never forget him for that, but it is what it is. So it's just like that. It's like, well, if I could, I don't know. I'm really, like you said, when I heard about the Rick Ross thing, it was like, well, this is what it is. He's a CO. He's always been a CO in my eyes. He's gonna be a CEO, so I'm like, I'm a different breed, man. I'm a different breed, but
that's
Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
That's a definite difference between politics and entertainment, but it's the same thing,
right,
man. She was once the best.
Right. She ain't never
tried to deny it though. It is what it is. You know? She's different.
Hey. She's not Trump.
Right.
It's either one or the other. So it's got to be better than Donald.
Right.
I mean, you got to look at the politics of it, because you don't want to just vote for somebody just on their skin color. This is really about policies and politics and what they plan on doing. I mean, we don't know. She ain't say what she planned on doing if they win. I don't know. But just based on the record, Biden was the one that wrote the 94 crime bill. Now you have her, which is a federal prosecutor, locked up mad niggas in California. I mean, you know, I don't know. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, that's it. We'll find out next week.
Like if just say hypothetically speaking, if Kamala Harris, she's black, but just say if that was a white man being vice president and had that same credentials, would you like that VP pick? Being a federal prosecutor and locking up a lot of Negroes in California? Or is it just because she's a black woman?
It don't matter. That's the same thing I saw the Rick Ross situation. It wouldn't matter if he was a white rapper or a black rapper. And in this case, it doesn't matter if she's a prosecutor. She was still on that side, y'all. You know, you feel me? And then, you know.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
A lot of people are saying she's been in Congress, that she's been fighting for racial equality on a lot of different levels. So maybe she left the prosecutor thing, put that aside, but you can't look for families that's still on this. This is catching football numbers.
Ah, man, you making up.
Yeah, we gotta see what happens. We gotta see how it play out, you know?
Yeah, see what happens. Hey, man, I'm a Joe Biden supporter, man. Because to tell the truth, he grandfathered in from Obama. And literally, Obama saved my life, man, because I didn't have no health care until Obama came. I had a illness that they couldn't diagnose. Obama stepped in, and I got my medical, and I'm here talking to y'all. So I'm forever, grateful, you know. Every day I get up, I can fight to change it. So that's how I'm looking at it.
That's real.
Yeah, you know, Joe Biden was the vice president. He believed in Obama's policies. Biden picked her. I got to ride with him because I'm not a Republican. So whoever he picked, I'm supporting. I'm a Democrat, 100%. I'm not a racist. Black Lives Matter. I mean, if you want to really go into it, she was born like me. We all could look up and say we could be president or we could be vice president now because it's happening. Donald, ain't no secret, Donald Trump is a racist, man. So if it comes down to the choices, I'm picking Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I'm riding with them. Because I'm definitely not going with Trump. For sure.
That's real.
You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. As far as business, he was cool for a while. But we got a pandemic going on, and he dropping the ball. Man, he dropping the fucking ball. He want to holler. He didn't know about China. But if Heston Cleveland knew about China in December, don't get it twisted. The president knew about China in December. So that's all bullshit, man. Because Facebook been posting ever since November. I seen the videos with people standing up, falling out. Don't tell me the Trump advisors didn't come to him and tell him about this pandemic that was coming. He dropped the ball, man. He dropped the ball. Or if you want to go with the conspiracy theory, he got money. He got money in the vaccine. So sacrificing lives for money, man, that ain't cool, man. It's just not cool.
Word.
So, you know, but this is Hip Hop Stock Exchange, man. So let's get to the music.
You see it, home and the artist.
You know,
it's just straight.
Hey, I checked out Keys to the Game little video, man. I checked out this little video, the five reasons to go indie, man. I like that, man. You know, shout out to Keys to the Game.
Appreciate it.
You know,
appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, he's
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
I'm gonna... Okay. Yeah, man, I enjoyed it, man. You know, I fucked up. I jumped in and signed, man. You know, I'm still a newbie. I'm learning, man. Shout out to Future Guru and Ben Frank for allowing me to join them and learn the game. My mom is Carrie Cleveland, classic soul, timeless music, man. We doing, as far as the numbers and stuff, we doing all right, man. The record label beat me over and fucked the shit out of me, but we holding on.
But
you know, it happens a lot, man. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
So
more than people know.
That's
man.
Yeah. Keys the game in the building. Yo, let everybody know what you're all about, brother.
Say again.
So let everybody know what you're all about. Yeah.
Oh.
Keys to the game.
We might as well segue into, you know, what I'm doing. So basically what I did was I developed an understanding that there was a lot of things that artists don't know, you know, and that's from, you know, having cousins that are artists, friends that are recording artists, loved ones that are recording artists outside of my cousins, and just learning how they operate and seeing that the music machine, it has several parts to it. So along with them being recording artists, I started off as a recording artist too. But my cousins and I, we started a music group together. It was supposed to be a record label music group, a little hybrid. And I started to notice that there was a lot of things that were needed. Visuals were needed, you know, a website was needed, social media marketing was needed, and I pretty much played every single one of those roles in that group that we had. You know, I was a social media marketer. I made the website. I knew how to record. I did a little bit of time producing. I did a little bit of time behind the camera. I used to shoot music videos. I still have music videos that I shot on YouTube to this day. So, like, I pretty much played every position and every role that I was in. I've come to realize that there's a lot of stuff that artists need to be doing that they aren't doing. But in every single role that I was that I played was something important for this overall machine that we call the music industry. So as I began to realize that, I kind of took a step back from all those other things, and I took on the role as wanting to be an educator, just because I know there is a lack of education out there for the music industry, because where are you going to learn this stuff unless you go to school? You know, unless you have a mentor or somebody who's already been in the game to be able to explain to you, you know, the ins and outs and the finer nuances of the music business, you're just going to go off on it the way that, you know, you feel is right. And there's a difference between being a creator and making music and then being a part of the music business. So I want to say about a year ago, I started a platform where it was originally called Hype Chilla, and it's still around. But I originally created it to kind of just spotlight artists. Now, it wasn't really on the education tip at that point, but then I started writing blog articles, and I did that for a little while, but then that got tiresome because I got tired of typing, having to type blog articles on a regular basis, and blogging is a lot harder than it sounds. So I got tired of doing that, and then I realized, like, let me just migrate to video, and I was like, well, if I'm going to migrate to video, I might as well put it on Instagram. So I started doing that for a bit, and then after a while of doing that, it was like, you know what, let's just go full throttle with this educational platform. So I went ahead and created a whole educational platform. As you guys know it now, it's Key to the Game. And, I mean, the name's pretty self-explanatory. So, like, now I'm doing a lot of the research for the artist, but I'm trying to put it right in front of their face so that they can be more educated. Because one thing I'd really hate to see, and I do hate to see, is artists that are really talented that have some vision of being in the industry that isn't going to come true because they're not doing the things to make them come true. You got a lot of people that are just expecting for them to create music, put it out there. Whoever it's for will find it. They go viral. They get a deal. There's so many things wrong with that already. You know, so the reason why I created my platform, like I said, was just mainly to help educate these artists so that they know what moves to make and what moves not to make. Because, like I said, no one's out there giving this game for real, for real. So, and it's been great. I got a pretty decent following. It's still growing. I got a lot of people who love what I do. It feels surreal at times, but it keeps me going. It keeps me motivated. So, yeah, I publish content on every day. Different types of content, but content every single day. And yeah, I got a lot of big things coming too. So I appreciate you guys reaching out and having me on here to even talk about this. You know,
no doubt, man. Shit, you perfect for this show. This is what we do. Yeah, this is what we do.
Yeah.
Support the indie artists and lighten the artists, man. So it's only right. But how you feel COVID has changed the music industry for indie artists right now?
I think that it changed it in a way where now indie artists have to think a little bit harder and they have to be a little bit more creative, because for a lot of these mainstream artists, you know, or just in general, you make your most money with merchandise and through touring. And merch can obviously still be shipped out and whatnot, but touring is like a bigger ticket thing for artists. You can't do that anymore. So there's a lot of artists right now who are struggling for cash, who might not be voicing it vocally. But as for indie artists, and even artists like them, you know, you have to get a little bit more creative, which means you have to rely on the tools that you have available to be able to still make stuff move for your brand. And, you know, there's going to be this huge surge of people going live, doing, like, live shows and stuff like that. Like, you're going to see that. Actually, you see what happened with the BET Awards. Fully, like, they didn't cancel, they didn't clip the BET Awards, they just made it a whole virtual event. And that's what you're going to see a lot of artists doing going forward, you know, until we get this whole situation together. You know, we can't have large groups of people together, so the best thing you can do is create live events. And don't quote me on it, but I'm pretty sure I feel like I read an article that said that certain social media platforms are going to start developing systems on their platforms just for independent musicians when they go live. Like, I think there's one called, like, Patreon or something like that. If you go live, you can have people show up and they can pay you or tip you or whatever it is while you're live doing your performance or whatever it is you do. So the virus has completely changed the landscape. I mean, you got more people at home. You know, people were laid off with no jobs right now. So a lot of people are listening to music now. Like, streaming platforms, their numbers are up an insane amount right now. An insane amount. You know, like, people sitting home watching stuff on YouTube, an insane amount. You know, so because people were not able to do the things that we used to be able to do, it's changed the landscape by a ton. And at the end of the day, artists need to know how to adapt. I mean, even outside of this pandemic, you know, we all know that the music industry is just a forever changing machine. The music industry is not the same industry that it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Period. If you want to be in the game, you got to know how to adapt to the change. And, you know, this pandemic, I don't look at it any different. You know, it's a bit more sudden than all the other changes. You know, it's pretty much happened overnight in a sense. You know, one day you were able to do things and then the next day you weren't. But either which way it goes, you still have to be able to adapt. Period.
Oh, that's real. That's real, man. Your phone line's lighting up 559. You're on the air.
Peace and blessings. Blake Stone Music. BlakeStoneMusic.com, representing Phenom Radio, 1000 Network. You see it. You see it.
Yes, sir. Slay Stone in the building. Slay Stone.
Yeah.
What's good, Slay?
Peace and blessings, Guru, man, holding it down.
Yo,
1000.
We know you can't stay on long, but we appreciate the love. We appreciate you joining us, bro. You know how we drop the knowledge on these cats, man, and we definitely appreciate your time today, bro, and we've been, you know, pushing forward, and we've been shouting out Phenom Radio and Slate every week, man. That's part of our wrap-up shout-outs, man, so we definitely want to let you know that we holding it down on for the 1000 Network over here, brother. We know that you got a busy, hectic schedule, and I told my guys, man, I just wanted you to hear that, I wanted you to be a part of my indie music review today, because when we dropped that Antisocial record on them, I just want you to get some feedback on it. And I'm going to ask Ben Frank to drop that as soon as you can, man. We do got a special guest on the air with us now. We want to give him some props for joining us tonight, too. But we definitely want him to hear this Antisocial record and see what he thinks by Sir Calloway, man. And we're gonna get some feedback on that record after Ben Frank dropped it, man, because he dropped the visuals on it today, man. And we salute him for making a groundbreaking statement for hip-hop with that record, man. I think that record, I wanted to do it. 2 million, 3 million streams out of this, like, real shit. That's what we need. We need that for the home team, you heard?
That's love,
yeah,
right,
man.
There.
Yeah, salute to y'all, man, for holding it down, 1000. And I've been following, man. I might not be able to, you know what I mean? Like I said, salute for holding it down, man. On a shout out for the network and whatnot. But I be following, man. I'm a fan of Devin Mills' music ever since Guru brought it, you know, to the network years ago, man. Fallen Angels, all that, man. Still in my rotation. and Emil Soul, you know what I mean? All that. I rock with y'all, man. That Hip Hop Stock Exchange is the only stock exchange.
Hey, I'm not sure if you're aware, but Devil Mel dropped a song with Marcus Allen called Better Man, so we're going to make sure you got that so you can get it in rotation too, man. He dropped the joint with Marcus Allen, my brother Marcus Allen from South Carolina. We're going to make sure you hear that one too.
Yeah, I heard it, man. On another conference call, man. But, we want that one too. Shout out to Marcus Allen. Guru, you've been rocking with them. JG Entertainment for a minute, for some years, man. And I just wanted to say I'll be on the call, man. I want to check out the records y'all got. I'm working in the background, but also that artist or that person y'all had on just before I came on, man, was saying some real shit as far as, like, you got to adapt or die, man. That's how it is now. Either whatever it is, not necessarily die physically, but if you don't adapt to what's going on as an artist and your brand, your industry, whatever it is you're doing, plug into this matrix and plug into your revenue streams and the knowledge, you're going to fall off, man, because this is the new normal. It's not going back to no old normal. So as far as the game, as far as the music, the radio, and how we getting it, man, you got to adapt, man. So I'm rocking with y'all 1,000 still, man. It's good to see y'all still at it, man, and staying dedicated because we need more of that, man. We need more quality platforms like this one. So a salute to y'all once again, Guru.
Man, we've been at it 8 years. We've been at it 8 years on the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, man. I've been on the air with my brother 8 years, man. And you know how long we've been rocking straight, so you know what it is. Family is here.
Yeah, no doubt.
Word,
man. Yeah, y'all got it. Yeah, you see it. That's
the radio.
That's one thing, man. You see it in that line right there. It's another one you got. What's
I
the
like
other
that.
One? What's the other one? It's
Let's get it, baby.
See, oh, all money. let's get it, baby. And all money is legal.
Let's get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I look for that all the time. Yeah, yeah. You see it.
You say
you already know.
You
see it.
Yeah, man. Y'all stay rocking 1,000, man.
Y'all
tuned in, man.
Yeah, we appreciate you, man. For real. Slate Stone, Phenom Radio, you know what I'm saying? Calling us from day one, man. But yeah, it's what we do, man. It's the network. You already know. One hand watch
yes,
the other.
Sir, man.
Whole line lighting up. 770, you on the line. 770.
That might be Sir Calloway right there, bro.
Yo, hello. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, that's Sir Calloway right there, man. We're going to drop that anti-social for my brother. Yeah, we got Clay on the line too, Sir Calloway.
That's what's up. Say that again. You got who on the line? Somebody got their music too loud in the background. My bad.
We got Slay Stone and my brother Ben Frank and my brother Big Hess. You showing some love to your song, Anti-Social, brother.
Right on, man. Appreciate that. You know what? I've been tapping in. I've been listening, man. My homie Slate Stone, man. What's happening, my G?
Peace and blessings,
Future
King.
Guru, Ben Frank.
Still.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
we
sir,
yeah.
Man. Carry
we
it on
get
choices,
to that.
Man. Carry
to
it
that,
on
man.
Tradition.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you.
Drop
Calvin,
that,
man. I like your song,
man.
Yeah,
man.
Get that.
Man,
I'm going to get to
like
that.
I
appreciate
content,
that,
man. I like the song. The lyrics is dope. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep putting out that good content, the meaningful song, meaningful hip hop. People need that right now, man. Keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Indeed, man. I will do it. You know, to add to that, you know, that's the cloth that we cut from, though. You know, that's the era we from. You know, I was raised on content. I was raised on substance. So it's like, you know, who am I to not carry on tradition? You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
That's
the
real.
Way.
That's real. So go ahead and announce your joint, man. We're about to play that right now.
That's a blessing. Yeah, introduce that joint, Sir Calloway. Introduce that for the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, man.
Indeed. Well, I go by the name Sir Calloway. They also call me Notebook Shawty. You know, I'm representing the low breed outfit. And the record y'all about to hear is called Antisocial. You know what I'm saying? It's about the poisons and the pitfalls of technology and social media. You know, the pros and the cons. But right now, the cons are just kind of outweighing the pros. So we delving into that.
You see it? Let's go.
We live. Come on in, everybody. Come on in, everybody. We live. I'm gonna wait for the room to fill up. Before we get started,
you've been up all night looking for likes to snort, cause validation is your drug of choice. You mistake it for love, of course, but you should know that all the hearts and thumbs up don't really equal support. Support, but you're concerned with celebrity gossip and trending topics. You should focus on them empty pockets and simple logic. Welcome to a world where your mood is determined by the likes that you get on a post or a pic. Priorities distorted. Beautiful moment gets squandered cause you missed it busy trying to record it. Camera roll full, got me running out of storage. Unlimited data, it's just a gimmick for paper. Now are we phone owners, or do our phones own us? Cellular devices got us walking around lifeless. These contraptions can serve as a distraction. I got something to say, but I just need the perfect caption.
And we went from that communication. Now I'm just sending them this communication. And I'm feeling like I'm lost in translation. Tell me these things are supposed to connect, but these things make me feel disconnected, and these things got me misguided and misdirected, and I'm so sure.
It's a homicide outside, and everybody got their phones out going live. I remember being reluctant to use emoji faces. Y'all dry snitching on the gram, they feeling low-key cases. Social media slaves stuck in the hopeless matrix. Countless hours wasted, obsessing over post engagements. From Gucci belts to GoFundMe funerals. You're typing LOL, I don't see the humor though. Peak hour booming, prime time popping. Android versus iPhone, timeline toxic. They hating in the comments, debating about nonsense. You entertained by the drama, I am drained by the drama. Thirst trap setups, clout chasers and trolls. Fake book and Twitter beefing taking its toll. And I don't lose sleep over lost followers. In actuality, they are sheep and simply lost followers.
And we went from that communication. Now I'm sending in this communication. And I feel like I'm lost in translation. And they tell me these things are supposed to connect. These things make me feel disconnected. And these things got me misguided and misdirected. And I'm so sure. And we went from mass communication. Now I'm sending a miscommunication. And I'm feeling like I'm lost in translation. And they tell me these things are supposed to connect us, but these things make me feel disconnected. And these things got me misguided and misdirected. And I'm antisocial.
Fire, 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 fire. I like that.
That's
we
love,
love
right
we
there,
love,
man.
We love.
Right there.
I like that.
Appreciate it, man. That's
love
how
you right like
there.
That right there, man.
Yeah, that was fire, man. I like the topic. As soon as I heard the topic, I was off. I was like, what's next? You know what I'm saying? And then the lyrics were powerful, man. The delivery was powerful. Was that you on the hook, or was that somebody else on the hook?
That's an artist by the name of Sonny Bamboo. I'm not sure if y'all familiar, but, you know, he used to be in the battle circuit real heavy, but these days, man, he's really, like, out here just smashing hooks.
Yeah, he smashed that hook. He smashed that. He really put the bow on everything. He really wrapped it up real nice.
Indeed, man. Indeed. Homie did his thing, man. Very grateful to have had him, be a part of that record as well, man.
Yeah, man. Keep doing what you're doing because you definitely got it, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Glad y'all enjoyed it, man. For real. That's straight up from the heart, from the gut, from
sure.
the soul. Like, I meant it, you know.
Yeah.
And the ugly truth about it is, you know, when I wrote that record, I'm going to be real with you. It's not like I'm out here finger pointing. The reason that those words came so easily to me is because I done found myself slipping down that same rabbit hole. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to social media,
right.
Validation,
yeah.
And, you know, this is an honest moment right here. This is a transparent moment. Sometimes, man, you can fall down that hole and be in so deep and be like, yo, 2-3 hours done been by, and I done been on social media and ain't got nothing done. You know what I'm saying? Just
the
validation, the insecurities, the insecurities, the competition, the trolling, the clout chasing.
Yeah.
it can be madness, man, if you ain't careful.
Yeah, I can totally relate. You know what my platform, like, I post stuff on a daily basis, and, like, I'm sitting there with my phone in my hand waiting for the likes to come in, and when it take a little while to come in, I'm like, what's going on? And like you said, validation, it starts making me second-guess myself, like, you know, is my content really hot? You know, so.
Right.
Yeah, that's definitely,
man,
not the way to look at things.
It really ain't. And you know what? To even go into a deeper, a scientific level, you know, like, you know, it releases endorphins in the mind, bro. Like, a lot of times when we get them likes, that's a rush. That's a high that you get, right? That's those endorphins. And like you say, when you don't get them right away, when you don't get
them
right away, man, you ready to lose it. Like, yo, they not messing with you. They hate you. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
That's dope.
Hey,
that's
I'm glad y'all admit that. I'm glad y'all admit that, because you get caught up, you do something, and then keep looking back, okay, well, what's taking so long? Why are they not?
Right.
You know, why are they not liking it?
Yeah, why do you hate
it?
If I can tap in, man, with y'all brothers, first off, Sir Calloway, you already know, man, you're on that level as far as I respect the MC. You've been MCing for a while that I know of, even before when we tapped in with you years back, over 8 years back, almost a decade. But
indeed,
so the message
brother.
Is solid. Yeah, the message solid, and it's really you to speak your truth, which is also, like everybody else on this call, we experience the same thing. But like you said, on a deeper science level, not that nobody don't know this, but on a deeper level, the psychological damage and control and engineering that's behind it, you know, is what get us that way. And we're not aware of that. The lights, the colors, the lights and the way the colors as far as the social media, how they paint pictures, the heart, all that play on the brain. And they know that, and they do it in different ways, not just with the lights, but even with the algorithms and putting in your searches who to follow, who to like, and throwing what they want to in front of your images and all that, man, keeping us engaged for hours. And, you know, we got to just stay mentally strong and be aware of that as we're in it, as we're going through it, be aware that it's going on, man. So salute to everybody on the call. Definitely salute to you, Sir Calloway, man, because we're all victims of it. We all experience it, but we just got to reach that higher level where we can excel and master it while they try to master us.
Now
mind
that's
over
real.
Body.
That's real, homie.
Yeah, the mind over body is the real mob shit. You see what I'm saying? That's that God power. So, yeah, man, salute 1,000, man.
Every week you learn something new every week, man. I got to give a shout out to Ben Frank and Vucha Guru, man, for doing this platform, man, for a newbie like myself, man. It's God sent, brother, man. Y'all strong part of this independent industry, man, and you can just learn so much. I'm coming to class every week, dog. Every week.
That's real, man, and that's what
I'm talking
about.
Somebody got a lot
man.
Of background noise.
It ain't me. I'm standing way over here in the woods, damn near.
I'm on mute, guys.
Yeah, you
riding
with your windows
now.
That's real.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate everybody that spoke up on here today, man. It's a big learning experience.
That it is.
That's real, man.
And sure.
Yeah, we got a nice show for you tonight, man. Yo, Keys to the Game, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yo, tell us, man, where do you feel hip hop culture's headed in the next 5 years? Derek?
Oh, we lost somebody.
Oh, it's all good. He'll call back. It's all good.
Oh, yeah.
That's all good. That's what it is, man. That's what it is.
It's like
yeah,
a
but
drug,
yo,
Sir man.
Calloway.
You do that post.
Word.
What's up,
man?
Yo,
Sir Calloway,
give,
on
give
the
us
line.
Your. Yeah, give us your top five greatest MCs of all time. Give us your top five. The top five, no
oh,
order.
Lord. He done hit me
yeah,
with that.
No
okay,
order.
Okay, so. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so check this out, right? Check this out. I'm going
yeah.
to go in no particular order. Scarface,
no
order. You know what I'm saying? Scarface. Tupac. Scarface, Tupac, Pun, Ice Cube, and. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and get that other one to Andre 3000, and that's just
like,
that's
yeah,
just winging it right there off the top of the head.
He repping his region. He repping hip hop. Yo, I love it, man. We appreciate that top
five like
because that's kind of ill, man. I grew up listening to each one of those types, watching music. I was inspired by him. You know,
I like
learned that. The game from him, especially Scarface. Man, like,
word.
Yo, man, I appreciate that top five, man. Well done, brother.
Indeed,
yeah. Yo,
man.
Keith,
look,
again, you
never,
back on the line.
Yeah, I'm back.
All right.
You was asking me a question.
Yeah,
what
Sir
was
Calloway,
that question? I felt like it was going
to
be a good one.
I want to look.
Say,
go ahead.
Look, right quick, I was about to say, it's never easy putting together that list. That list has caused so many arguments
yeah,
and debates. So, and to be honest with you, I got an alternative top five for that. Like, there's no way I can name everyone because it's a lot of influences. Like, you know, when it came to my style, you know, I'm a little bit of Redman. I'm a little bit of AZ. You know, I'm a little bit of everybody,
yeah.
dog. So, it's like,
AZ.
You know.
Yeah, I like
you know
yeah,
what? When we ask that question, brother, we ask that question because an artist like yourself with that much talent and content, we just want to know the inspirations, like the top five inspirations.
Yeah, we just
got
to know.
More or less, you know, not just your top five MCs, but we really want your top five inspirations that make you do what you do,
yeah.
like to give you that. You know what I'm saying? That's, I think, and I'm not speaking for my brother first night, but I'm just interpreting it our way. Like, that's what we want. You know what I'm saying? But.
We just want to know. Word.
Give us some background on the people that did the visuals for Antisocial because it was done so well. I'm like, damn, that message you don't even need to do nothing else. That's the video. You don't even need to do an in person video. I think you nailed it right there to take it to the next level. I really think you
right.
did. That should be a trailer opening. You know how you go to the movies and hear a joint or. A trailer. That motherfucking shit should be in the movie before you see the feature presentation. Real shit.
Wow, that's real.
That's what yeah. I'm thinking. I'm a marketing person. I told him in the beginning of the show. I want my man to get 5 million streams off that shit just for starters. That's what he deserves off that shit. Let's do it.
That's love. Well, hey, it's on Facebook and it's on YouTube, man. So I mean, you know, every share helps.
You
yeah.
won't run it up.
You don't have
love.
You
don't have Apple Music yet?
On it, it's not on any
you
DSPs? You don't have it on Apple Music,
yeah, yeah.
Spotify?
Yeah. It's on all platforms, too, as well. It's
okay.
As a matter of fact, we released that record at the top of the pandemic. I've released, like, two records since then. But that
mm-hmm.
record seemed to be catching a lot of fire. Like, it's more relevant now. Because I think at the top of the pandemic, you know, it kind of went against what was going on. Like, social media actually brought us together. At the top of the pandemic, because
mm-hmm.
that's all we had. But now
mm-hmm.
that we're kind of getting back to our usual, regularly scheduled program, the record is like people are like they you know they feeling it again. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's on
mm-hmm.
Apple, Spotify,
it's
iTunes, Tidal, all that.
Okay, that's
real.
That's
enough. So, Keith to the game. Give us your top five.
Yeah.
My top five. Yeah, I gotta. Before I say what my top five is, I gotta understand. I was born in '92. My top five might be a little different, okay?
Take your top five, fam.
Good.
Your top five. Mm-hmm. Your top five.
Exactly. So my top five is probably Common. Okay. Mos Def. Jadakiss. Andre 3000 for sure. I'm gonna say one of the newer cats, Chance the Rapper. Chance
okay.
the Rapper.
Okay, yeah, that's strong.
Yeah, so
a lot of lyrics.
Some variety there, you know what I mean? But nonetheless, majority of the top five are people from the earlier decades. Because I feel like, you know, being a true MC is a lost art in my generation.
That's true. That's
word.
True.
That's
true.
That's you know, you can't really.
Yo.
A lot of the artists that I know, if I sat down with them and I was like, yo, could you spit something for me real quick? They probably wouldn't be able to do it.
That's right.
And the truancy would be.
Yeah, I got one for y'all, and I hate to say it because it's gonna tell my age. Ice T, man, the top hustler of the energy in the game, man.
Yeah.
That man that went from
That's
rap to film.
True. MCN Mogul.
That's real. Exactly. Yo, Slay Stone, you still on the line? Slay Stone.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm still on the line, man.
Yo, give us your
Y'all
top five greatest MCs of all time. Yeah, give us your top five. No order.
Here y'all go.
Yeah.
Here y'all go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. Like, I'm like Callaway. I'm like Callaway. You know what I mean? There's so many great MCs, man, out there. But let's see. No specific order, of course. I rock with. I'm gonna put a newer older artist up there. Like, it's no specific order, but I'm rocking with R.J. Payne. Y'all check him out if y'all ain't already rocking with him. I'll say, of course, Big. You know what I mean? Some of these, I'm trying to think of somebody that. We don't always hear like Big Pop, this, that. You know, Nas definitely. Black Thought.
Wee.
Luda.
Luda.
Let's see. Black Thought, Nas, R.J. Payne. Of course, I mean. I'll be straight 1000, which I never listened to just one artist. It was never just one that just put me on. I listened to them all. So that's where my versatility came from. So I'm just kind of picking. And Outkast, man. I'm going to rock with Outkast too.
Sure.
Andre 3000.
Like
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Yeah, strong.
Never talked around.
Y'all mess with RJ?
My man Luda, though, something very interesting about giving Luda his props in hip hop. Bro had one of the craziest deliveries in the game at one point. Like, his voice was powerful. It's like, so, yeah, he always had great energy and almost.
Yo, Future, your phone going in and out, Future Guru. Your phone going in and out, bro.
Okay.
Your phone going in and out, Future Guru. Yeah.
You
gotta go to the West Wing. Go to the West Wing. Right. You know.
The West Wing right now, man. And I had it on speaker.
There you go. Okay, we hear you better now. Now
yeah, Luda changed the game because he did those videos and was almost a level like Messi because that big budget was there. And, you know, when Luda come out with a video, it was going to hit. So he influenced the culture to like, really, like expression and content. Like, Luda had it because, you know, Luda shit was like a lot of anthems, a lot of hits. You know what I'm saying? But Luda always had a great delivery, and it didn't seem like he was ever going to. He's like, shit, I'm making another. I'm dropping another. I'm going to be another hit on there. I'm dropping another. I'm going to be another couple of hits on there. So shout out to Luda, man, because we don't even hear too many people saying Luda in the top five. But and Luda was very smart about his business in the hip-hop game. So go research him. He ain't broke. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing. He's still getting money. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Luda for being a very smart investor in his career, man. You know what I'm saying? I study the cats that keep their money and hold on to something and not, you know, washed up after, you know, 20 years in the game, you know?
Sometimes it's a year.
Yeah, if I could say one more thing, man, it's late tapping in, man. I will say, and like I said, there was no specific order, but Bun B taught me I can say listening to Bun B, he gave me how to flip the bars like every four bars, he'll switch it up on you or every four or six, you know what I mean? And it stood out and it was profound with him, you know, the versatility and flipping up your flow. So I didn't, like I said, there was no specific order, but I definitely got to give Bun B the credit for influencing Slate on that tip because I did learn that from him. When it comes to my MC, man. But y'all check out RJ Payne, man. I don't know if y'all mess with him. Y'all check him out. Yeah, Animal, man.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out. That's what's up. We got a good show tonight, man. If I'm Stock Exchange Radio, home of the indie artists. We're going to play a couple bangers. Come back, chop it up. It's a network. You see it.
Yeah. This remind me like my grandfather's house. On the weekend, make chicken, feed the whole family. All those guys, everybody ate. We all eating. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. Swear to God, we gon' eat forever. That long money, how you sleeping better? Used to think success was a new song. Till I rolled in that thing with the roof gone. Poof. Here's a toast to the man up there. Cause we up like chandelier. Sipping Bel Air up in Bel Air. We done conform to this hell here. Don't be a fool, diamonds just keep us cool. Hard blocks was the tool, hard knocks was the school. Every day, if I want, I can have my favorite dish. Thank God somebody taught me how to fish. A lot of people bailed on the click. Stayed down, never switched. Put a triple-double on my wrist. I'm in the zone, I can't miss. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food.
Thank you.
Life is good and it's different now. Guess you could say I'm delivered now. Wasn't down a long time ago. The fake ones fell like dominoes. Another toast is for Uncle Joe.
2-5.
May God bless his soul. Made the singer hours never fold. Gentle Mafia, I put that on my soul. We out here making what we want, while we waiting out Trump. Manifest everything that's in my presence.
Everything.
All I need is good health and investment.
Yep.
We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is
Yo, this is Barry Bonds, and you tuned into the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, home of the independent artists. You know how it go. Get your mind right, get your money right. Jinko Mafia, baby.
All money is legal. Let's get it, baby.
Damn, girl. Out of all the things we've been through, I can say you changed me into a better man.
Oh, no. Oh, no, baby, realize.
And what the better?
Realize.
Things got better than ever.
Oh no.
The more we together,
oh, no,
the better
baby,
my effort.
What you realize, they say the truth hurts, so I used to heal lies. Never knew the pain I caused, now I realize. I hit you so low, just so I could feel high. This ain't no game, and if it was, baby, hopefully I get another try to show my love, baby. All the things we've been through, know my love crazy, know I did you wrong, but it is what it was, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now, and the way you felt this, you don't feel right now. It's that calm shit, pulling on your ear with your arm shit, feeling like beast with the ring to alarm shit. When my phone steady ringing, line always pinging, women that I'm bringing, in and out the picture when I'm supposed to be your nigga, when I'm faded off the liquor of the women in my Mr. Buck.
Realize I'm a better man right now, realize I'm a better man right now, baby, realize. Realize I'm a better man right now, realize I'm a better man right now, baby, realize. I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now. Won't you realize?
Realize. Realize.
Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize.
You got the best of me, you earned the rest of me. I underestimated everything that we could be. Damn it, we made it, with no hesitation. I had to make you mine, cause my baby's the greatest. We've been through it all, baby. You risked it all for me. Baby, now I owe you everything and more. And I'ma give you everything you deserve. Sometimes I wonder where I would be if you wasn't there looking out for me. You gave me another chance to show you I'm a better man. Sometimes I wonder where I would be if you wasn't there looking out for me. You gave me another chance to show you I'm a better man.
Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize. I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now. Won't you realize? Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize.
Fire, 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 fire. I'm starting to get right, get my mind right, get some money right. Cool house, man, pop, pop. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yo, shout out to everybody. Yeah, that's it. Because I went to the West Wing, y'all know I be trying to sneak my my blood in while by the river and shit, and, but my reception going in now. So y'all caught me trying to blaze up by the river in the backyard. You feel me? But you know what? It's all good. I took it to the West Wing, you know, so we don't have no more interruptions.
You know that ankle monitor won't let you cross that line, man.
Exactly. Yeah. Get
across that line.
In the house. Go in the house and do the show. Go in the house. Get back in the house.
That's real.
You can't smoke right now.
That's right. I like to smoke by the river when I get off work.
I like to go smoke by the river. I'm in between shifts, man. I can't even reach right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the meantime, in between time type shit. Because I fuck, you know, I'm getting all fucked with it. fucks with our people, man, our listeners, man. You know, that's why we jump on.
Right.
No best friends on the grind too.
You see it. Don't stop.
Yeah, man. Don't get it twisted,
City,
man.
New York City
we give our we give our time freely to drop these jewels on y'all. Don't forget. We giving something away.
Right,
it's
man.
Called free game. You know, even for the game is to be sold, not to be told. But we give out free games.
We got keys to the game.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, keys to the game, man. Appreciate you, bro. Dropping them jewels.
Word.
Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah,
what you doing?
Much love.
So, keys to the game, yo. Tell us. Keys to the game. Tell us where you feel hip hop is headed in the next 5 years.
Where I feel like hip hop is headed in the next 5 years. Oh my goodness. You know, like I said earlier, you know, my generation of music right now, it's a lot of people that, like, I really wouldn't consider them MCs. You know, it's a lot of people who just want to get the money, get the attention, and get the fame, and then, you know, do whatever they do. You know, it's not too many moguls in the making right now. So as far as the state of hip-hop goes, you know, I think it's going to be those select few people that keep it alive, but it's going to be tough, you know, because mainstream doesn't promote true MCs. You know, the true MCs don't really get the spotlight that they deserve. It's really the music that generates the most traffic and most sales that gets put in the top five. Like, right now, like, you got a lot of people praising that WAP song that just came out between Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B. That's further thing from being an MC. You know what I mean? Like, that's the complete opposite of what I mean. You know? So, my generation just praises stuff that just rings traffic. And these record labels, they know what they're doing, you know? They know that by pushing these tracks that really don't have any type of conscious agenda behind them, you know, I'm pretty sure they know what that's doing, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because it's about what brings in the most cash, you know? Cash is king to them. And, you know,
I want to collab. I want to piggyback off that, bro. You're absolutely right.
Go ahead, please.
But what people are doing, this is the word for the day. If everybody listening, the word is collab, right? So you know what I mean? That means looking to support each other, build platforms and support each other as producer, engineer, artist, whatever, right? Singer. You gotta collab because just see the labels I'm doing. It's to a point because they can't get a piece of these artists show money, so they change what they doing. Two artists together from back in the day, you know, to now. Female Megan.
All right. You got to go to the West Wing.
West Wing.
Yeah, you got to go back to the West Wing. Yeah.
God, I wanted to hear what he was saying, too, because he was talking.
They're combining audiences. You got to say that over, man.
So artists got to collab on the indie level too, just like the majors are putting these major artists together. Artists got
right.
on the indie level got to collab too. That's what I was saying. That's what I'm trying to piggyback and say because it's important.
Yeah.
Because you got to support each other and learn how to collab, but everybody's so big
right.
on, oh, I'm doing something, I need this. Instead of just going in,
no.
putting something and eating off that. So,
collaboration
if you really,
is super important.
Yeah, collaboration is the key right now.
Sharing
the
audiences.
Right now.
sharing those audiences. And if indie artists could tap into, like, you know, the conscious rappers and really make, like, a banger that's undeniable, you know, the record labels and Billboard, you know, they're not going to have any choice but to respect it. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be on the radio, because at the end of the day, all they care about is attention. You know, they just want attention. And it's some indie artists, or, you know, indie artists and a mainstream artist that puts out conscious rap and collab together, and they can chart, then it's gonna get the love and attention that it deserves. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to star power and how hard it hits. If it don't hit hard, then you're gonna bet that they're not gonna put any locomotion behind that. You know, so. And, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, like, it's a money game. It's a business. That's the business part. You know what I'm saying? That's the business.
Learn how to collab and support each other, man. You know what I'm saying? Because they already doing this to get these audiences and these streams up. So just think about Megan's fans and then Cardi B's fans coming together and now watching the same video over and over and over again. That's why that video already got
multiplied
200 million streams already. I don't know how many for sure, but I know it's probably going to be up there soon.
Yeah, nah,
they're getting a plaque.
They're getting a plaque, hands down. Everybody's getting a plaque off that. Yeah.
You know that.
For real, man.
Sorry. It's a song that I don't think, you know, it's crazy to get a plaque for, but, you know, you got it. You put in the work.
Real.
You got it.
Numbers is numbers.
Numbers
don't lie.
Numbers is numbers.
Let me ask this question. Let me ask this question to the listeners in the panel on here. Entertainment, we all agree entertainment is entertainment. We know that Megan and Cardi wasn't the first ones to make that kind of record. You know what I mean?
Right.
But well, with everything that's going on right now, some of you are on here, some of you may have daughters. I know y'all got mothers, aunties, cousins, whatnot. How would you feel if your young niece or daughter was singing and mimicking that? And how do you feel about the influence that they have, right? You know, with Cardi and Megan having their platform or their voice or their starting how they would, do you feel?
Let me tell you something.
My thing is just what y'all's thoughts on it. Is it about the money
I'm going to have to get off of here in a minute, but let me go first, man. As a person, I'm a dad. I got four daughters, okay? And my daughters know if they even say some shit like that on their YouTube, and I was around, they know, basically, they know how to filter themselves because I trained them to do that. I'm like, hey, whatever y'all watching, it better be the clean version. I trained them to look up the clean version if they like a song on the radio, whatever. You know, I don't let them just go search the song. Y'all better be looking up the clean version or whatever. I don't even let them watch the shit. Basically, it's like I taught them how to train and watch the audio, especially if it's a video that I already know is raunchy. I'm like, look, the audio is fine. I can dance to it or whatever. Because I give them a little bit of leeway to actually figure it out. But they know if they got my phone in their hand or if they're on one of them tablets and shit, they know they better be looking at the clean version, and my ears and eyes are wide open. I'm monitoring them. So I give them a little bit of respect and a little bit of leeway. But hell to the no. They ain't going to be singing that shit. They ain't going to know the dirty version. You know what I'm saying? It's not happening, Cap, because first of all, these records is already raunchy enough on the radio. The idea of what they can't make out, the idea of what they actually can't make out on the clean version, it scares the hell out of me, bro, because they already get the context of what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, I got invited to the blog talk radio.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Indeed.
That's true. That's true.
True. Yeah.
Word, you know what I mean? They're not allowed to sing that shit. Hell no. They ain't allowed.
Okay, so we know the responsibility is on the parents to monitor their children and feed them. We know that. But when does the responsibility come on us as entertainers? Who's the responsibility lie on them? You see what I'm saying?
They done dropped the ball on us, Blake. These artists have dropped the ball. Actually,
yeah,
they didn't even drop the ball. They took that shit and threw it in the
label.
They threw it in the gravel.
It's a major label that wanted to invest in that. Know what I'm saying? It's a major label that's putting that big money behind that to put it out. Know what I'm saying? Because there's plenty of conscious female rappers. You got Rhapsody. You got other female rappers like that. They're conscious music. But Atlantic Records ain't putting millions of dollars into Rhapsody music. You know what I'm saying? They want to put that out and promote it to young women that don't have the parental guiding, you know what I'm saying? That don't have the family structure there. And they want to, you know, put that in their mind. The same way Foxy and Kim was doing it in the 90s, same way Megan and Cardi B doing it now. And it's always the major label pumping that to pollute the young women, young girls that don't have the parental guidance.
I done seen some females that don't even filter that shit for their kids. And they let them listen to it. But I ain't having that shit. I ain't on no level. On no level, and you gotta be mindful of that. Like, sometimes the parents drop the ball too to monitor their kids. That shit is a regular occurrence right now these days, bro. Just because of the age we live in and the generation.
Well, you know what?
Like, you know what I'm saying? They think that it's cute for their daughter to be giving it up like that. No? I don't think so.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I know the labels are pushing that, and they're gonna push that first, and they don't care. They want to sell records, and they say, "Oh, and then the Cardi on the record, you know, it's gotta be sex sell type shit," and that's exactly what they went for. And they let that title come in, WAP. You know what I'm saying? And it's really, it's not. It's a sad day, man. It's a sad day. And I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. Like, they can say it's art or creativity on what level. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay for your 7-year-old to be getting them words from that song? On no level is that okay.
Yeah.
On no level.
And that's a billboard.
And definitely,
I appreciate
what Clay said about it being a responsibility of the artist. But man, the labels and the artists are the ones responsible, because the artist is definitely okay. And I mean, the labels are definitely pushing it and okaying it. Standard. Like, some labels will say, "Nah, we're not putting that out," because they want you to go back and make them watch you. They want you to go back and make them watch you records.
Yeah. I haven't done my research on the record, but I'm pretty sure that record is on the billboard. If I had to guess right now, that record is on the billboard right now, which means that's song that's on the billboard, any song that's on the billboard is getting overplayed everywhere.
On the radio,
that song
exactly.
Is about to get, that song is getting overplayed and exhausted right now. And it really is the same. It really is. You know, from a business standpoint, I understand it, but from a moral standpoint, I don't agree with it.
I'm glad we all recognize that. I appreciate y'all's opinions on it, but I think it was something Ben Frank said. The only reason I'm speaking is I want us to evoke thoughts. And so we think about the business side of it. We think about the business side of it. Okay, well, the labels, for a money standpoint, they're making the money. Okay, well, think about it. What label needs money? One, who are the labels and who's running these labels and who's pushing the green button on it and why? What's the demographic of the record? Who's getting that? Like someone said, oh, these are homes with single mothers. These are home, you know, the demographic is most likely urban youth. Now, we know that who's buying the music is more pale, you know, it's more Europeans buying the music than us. But as far as consumption of it and the targeting of the music, whose homes is that going into and who is it influencing? Like you said, why is that the agenda?
Right,
it's
our home.
Right, that's
our
home.
They're doing that on purpose.
So we know that the money's being made. Yeah, we know that the money's being made. But as long as we're aware of why they're doing it and ask that question, then we can elevate our minds to move past that and then educate our own in our homes and educate these artists on setting a standard as far as this music, man. Not that you got to rap about conscious and black power in every record, but then again, we got to think about the youth out here and who's listening and who we putting that message out to. You know what I mean? Because that's helping destroy us, just like the movies and anything else. So, you know, salute to all y'all men on here. Salute to the women listening and all the families and everybody, man.
Yeah, that's love, bro. It's these labels trying to pollute our youth's mind, you know what I'm saying, with the garbage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, once we notice that, we know,
you know
where the nefarious
every
means
female,
is coming from.
It seems like every female artist that they putting out right now, they pushing the sex agenda once again instead of letting the conscious female rappers in. So I'm thinking about, in this particular case, we've been talking about Doja Cat for a hot little minute now, the Gucci Mane's artist and shit, right? So, I mean, Doja Cat has a couple of records on the radio right now, like in heavy rotation, like it's a billboard, like the thing, like he said, it's in heavy rotation. Every radio market is playing in this shit. And here's the thing. Those urban stations are pushing. They're pushing that shit. And one of her songs, even though it's the clean version, I don't like the content because if my daughters are singing it, I'm like, you know, that's the radio that
that's
they're
real.
Listening to. That's the radio. That's not even a video.
Yeah.
It's not YouTube. It's the radio.
Yeah.
And even though they cut,
yeah.
and even
that's
though
real.
They, even though they're playing the clean version, it ain't like my 7-year-old, my 6-year-old, my 5-year-old don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
Word,
the
curse
word ain't there.
It's a good
the curse word ain't there, but the context of it
word,
is there.
Word.
It's called context. You got content, and then you got context of the content. You got to think about it very deeply. You got to think about it all. You got to think about what they're saying, the content, and then, you know, your kid might catch the content and the context. What is that for a 7-year-old or a 6-year-old to be catching?
Oh, that's real.
Right.
That's real. Yo, we got a good show tonight, man. We gonna extend tonight's show. We gonna extend the show a little bit, man. Tonight, for real. We got a good panel. Got the nice network tonight. We gonna play some bangers.
Thank you, brother.
Come back, chop it up. You know what I'm saying? And Bill, this is what we do. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get it.
Okay.
Back at it. Jeff Mill. We heating up. Let's go. Uh-huh. You see it? Ben Frank.
All money is legal. Let's get it, baby.
Just the heat up. Let's go. Just to heat up if you ain't thinking that we
it's
up.
Us.
It's not me and Frank, you other rappers gotta team up. Slow up, keep up. Already on our
re-up.
Love to put a key up and sweep up. Just made nigga, I'm telling Nate that's how it's fitting. Assume the position and knock your head when I'm spitting.
Bitten.
Look how I'm living. Women by the pool, champagne on ice. You only get one life, but feel like we live this twice. I spit advice like a lesson learned. Tell me what you gained if you ain't get the
earn. You ain't get the earn.
If you reach for fire, then you getting burned. Love it when it flips and the tables turn. Ooh, the tables turn. Cause my mentor is now looking up to me, nigga. Jackpot, 777 like it's luckily, nigga. Middle finger in the sky if you fucks with me, nigga. And if I had your girl heart, I bet she stuck with me, nigga. Nothing less, like it's nothing more. Tell me who you coming for. A male been the main one. Headshot, gun to y'all. That's what you mean, mugging for like gang real. This is how the game feel. When I ain't dropping nothing, if it ain't real, you dealing with the fakers. I'm rolling with the takers. 4, 5, 6, they can't shake us. Cool G, older rappers school me and they know. This is how the game go. I'm learning from Jada, a homie Fabo. Cause I breathe on them sitting in they top 5-5. Tell me how you living, will you not lie? I'm all about my chicken like a pot pie. You looking at this money like you caca. Still eyeing me, no need to deny. Trying to dish you on existence for male, fail to apply. I fell off, but now I'm touching the sky. And the pressure that I put, you niggas fail to apply.
It's a mill.
I got my weight up, so I'm feeling that I'm way up. I could do this in my sleep like Stephen Curry with the layup. Look at the change up. Everybody say I change.
Uh-huh.
You live and you learn. You're not supposed to stay the same.
Nah.
So my money grown as well as I've grown. All the places I've flown. Couple things that I own. That's just the level up. I could be in hell with no water and shake the devil up. Wait until I'm hitting the stage to hold my medal up.
I promise.
Money is legal.
Yeah, you know what it is. This is Dev. All money is legal. Tune in to Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. You already know what it is.
All money is legal. Let's get it banging.
Let the angels sing to him. Watch the God rain on him. Let the angels sing to him. Watch the God rain on him. Let the angels sing to him. Watch the God rain on him. Pray for him cause I pray on him. Let's get it bad. I'm back like I never took 5 years off. My unk burn all cross, I burn all cross. You and yours the God hot like Molotov. Truly yours, my wisdom, open doors. Live from Giza, blowing loud, you can hear it. With your third eye, you can see it. Sunset will never leave it, sunrise will never beat it. The frequency in your speakers to do all praises. The level up, I move adjacent. I'm outside of time, no time for waiting. Greatness in the making, influence the game with a mill legacy. I'm reciting its destiny. You can witness this recipe on how I chef it. My reflection in the desert, energy kinetic, accepted. None stopping, it's illuminated opulence. Golden mind, sarcophagus is for the populace. Amelia, Godfather. Get it, baby. My ex exploding like a macabre. You see it? Live like a god, die like a martyr. Power Americana, you know the mantra. Illuminate melatonin. Oh, yeah. DNA from the chosen. Live forever in this moment. It, my atonement, full of rituals. Alchemy, bring residuals. Interesting in the principle. You see it? Let the angels sing to him. Watch the God rain on him. Let the angels sing to him. Watch the God rain on him. Let the angels sing to him. Watch the God rain on him. Pray for him cause I pray on him.
All money is legal. Let's get it, baby.
Fire, fire, fire. If I was talking to change, man, right? Get some money, right? Popping, y'all. It's popping. Extended show. Popping.
Man, I'm just loving this show, man.
You know how we do. You see it.
You see it.
Y'all want to get
a shout out? I'm about to start saying that.
Y'all
want to
get a shout out? Yeah, man. Yeah, it's only right, man. You know, that's the slogan. Yo, y'all want to get some shout outs?
Yeah, I got a shout out to everybody just appeared today. Shout out to everybody that called in, shared their knowledge. Indie Class 101, man.
Shout out to y'all for, like I said, having me up here. You know what I mean? And we get to talk about what I got going on. And shout out to the artists that called in. You know, shout out to the panel. You know, for just being able to see eye to eye on a lot of the stuff that's going on right now. You know what I mean? Because it's deeper than rap. It's a lot deeper than rap. And special shout out to all the other people that's on Instagram, because I'm definitely going to repost this. I see you guys post this online, so I'm going to definitely get a copy of it. Because I come from an IT background, so if it's online, I know how to get it. But, you know, I'm definitely going to repost this to my following. So major shout out to all the other influencers out there like me who are helping these artists understand how to navigate this music business, because it's very complex. It's very hard to understand. And like it was said before, the game is to be sold and not sold, but we are here giving free game. So, you know, artists need to understand that, embrace that, and utilize the knowledge that we're given. So that's my shout out.
That's real. Slay Stone, you want to look at some shout outs? Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, man. Shout out to y'all, man, for calling in, man. We got a good show tonight. 4 hours, for real. Shout out to everybody that listened to our show. I'm saying all the people that download the podcast and see the numbers, man. Lucha, man. We love the listeners, man. We're here for y'all. Play good music. Interview great guests. So key to the game, you're more than welcome to call in any Wednesday. We're here every Wednesday. It's always people calling in, building, you know what I mean? People
sure.
working on the music industry, so
sure.
calling
sure.
anytime. That's how Future Guru became a co-host. He just interviewed him one time, he was calling everything after that. It was his family. Yeah, it's been ever since. Same thing with Addis. That's just calling in, calling every week.
Get
like,
rid of me? You
yeah.
can't get rid of me.
Yeah, shoot. Word, you know what I'm saying? It's getting bigger and bigger, man. It's a network, it's a round table, you know what I mean? So it's
yeah,
just,
no doubt. No, I really enjoy the conversation, you know what I mean? You can't have this kind of conversation with everybody, so, you know, I really appreciate
yeah, yeah.
it.
That's what's up, man. We all over the country, man. We all over different parts of the country, so, you know what I'm saying? It's a network. It's about stock exchange radio, you know what I mean? Oh, man, got it. Shout out to Playstone. You know what I'm saying? Phenom Radio, 1000, Google. Shout out to you, Big Hess. You know what I mean? Shout out to Keys to the Gang. You know what I mean? We're going to finish off with one more banger. And we'll be back next Wednesday, same time, same focus. You already know. The next Wednesday, determination, perseverance, keep the goals in front of you. One love.
I'm in my 2-4-B-8, girl, I'm on the way. Creeping down 85, down to your waist. Small fry, I promise, baby, girl, I won't be late. Yeah, I gotta roll up before I hit the highway. I'm in my 2-4-B-8, yeah, I'm on the way. Creeping down 85, down to your waist. Small fry, I promise, baby, girl, I won't be late. Yeah, I gotta roll up before I hit the highway. I've been with you for a year, but I still get butterflies when you come near. You my Bonnie and I'm your Clyde. We together till the end of time. I've been chasing you for a year, and now that I got you in my 2-door, now you'll feel it back. Hey, let's get away, let's get a room on the other side of town. Hey, baby, I've been thinking of you. I've been thinking of what I really wanna do to you. In it from the back, that's what you like. I know this bitch, her name is Sierra, her pussy tight. No loose screws. Her body alright, and that is true. Her favorite drink is a margarita. When we fucking, yeah, I like to call her ass Mamacita. Sliding in your DM. Baby girl, I wanna see you in the PM. Ayy, if I'm lucky enough, I might get some breakfast in the AM with you, DM. I'm in my 2-4-B-8, girl, I'm on the way. Down 85, down to your waist. Small fry, I promise, baby girl, I won't be late. Yeah, I gotta roll up before I hit the highway. I'm in my 2-4-B-8, yeah, I'm on the way. Creeping down 85, down to your waist. Small fry, I promise, baby girl, I won't be late. Yeah, I gotta roll up before I hit the highway.
Fire.